Holding in Siman Shin Vav, we did Siv Vav, we're doing the Mishaburas on Siv Vav, we're holding the Mishabura, Siv Katan Lamed Gimel. Okay, so that there's some say that what the minig is to make a Mishaburah, you shouldn't say how much you're giving, and the minig is to be Makel, because it's more to be perfect stock. Now the Ramah gave two examples. So if he's not a litztaka, so I understand. But over here, apparently some people, the way they would do it was that the person who was making the mishaberech was called the chazan. He was the one who was would undertake to do that, and you're paying him for the saying the mishaberech. So the chara, where's the litztaka involved? See if the chazan is an ani, fine. Even if the chazan is an usher, so you're committing to pay the chazan. That was the minhag, that they would pay the chazan through the mishaberech. So he would daven for the yavid, and you would pay him. The way he would get his pay would be the people would make a mishaberech and cover the cost of the chazan. So how's that mutter? As much as we said before that arranging to have the chazan get paid is called tzarech mitzvah, so this person being noidev or noider to give to that is tzarech mitzvah.
So assuming that's a
noidev
could not have by himself?
What?
We assume that a noidev could not have by himself?
No, he got aliyah. He made a mishaberech.
Oh, okay.
The way they paid the chazan was everybody would get an aliyah, they make a mishaberech, and they commit to pay $5, whatever it is, and the money would go to the chazan. That would be the way they'd pay the chazan.
So then we said he couldn't lay in.
What?
He couldn't lay in by himself. He couldn't lay in for his aliyah.
The
chazan is doing for him because he can't do it, or just because?
No, the chazan was davening for the yavid. The chazan was davening for the yavid. The way they paid the chazan for the yavid was instead of the aliyah going the money to the shul, the money would go to pay the chazan for the fact they davened for the yavid. It wasn't they were paying him. Each person was paying the chazan to replace him. The arrangement of the shul was so Beryl would say I'm paying the chazan $18 and Yanko would say $10, and at the end of the day the chazan would walk away with $50 he made over Shabbos, and that was his payment for davening for the yom. Okay, when you know Rosas mitzvahs beis haknesses yeshua etzim yesh matirim the shach mechel kumemka lebechevitz hanikna mevakim shenogel lehetra enlim chespiyadon, so that they would auction off mitzvahs, so you're doing business. So the materialists say there's no business involved over here because we're not buying anything. There's nothing taking place over here. We're just saying that I'm going to pay $50 for the aliyah. So that's the materialists. So welcome, Shnogu Hatter, and Lincoln Ziyotam.
What's after?
Yes. Because there's no sale taking place. You're not selling an item. I'm just getting. But I didn't buy the aliyah. There's no mechach or memker involved. I'm getting an aliyah, and I'm saying I'm going to pay a certain amount of money before getting the aliyah. So that's not really a business transaction. Kinyas makarim is a basic nesis. The people would pay. Historically, they would pay, and they would own a spot in the shul. And there's a whole set of halachas about it was a real ownership because you know they did a yerusha on it, and there was they had chazakas on it. It was you got a certain amount of bialis on that place. So these are real purchases, so that there's no hetzer to do purchases, even the tzarech mitzvah. You can't do an actual purchase on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Giving it over is a problem, and the arranging the sale is also a problem. of an item, because you might come to write it down. Which is obviously a problem. Now, if the whole reason why you can't do a sale is because you might write it down, so a matana, which there's less of a reason the person's going to write it down. The Chazal asked matana as well. The Dami the Mechel Kamemker, Treyotim Rishusa. Once they asked Mechel Kamemker, they asked matana as well, because a matana functions like a Mechel Kamemker. It's a transfer of ownership from one person to the other. Okay. Fine. Ella. The matana mutter kushel tzarich Shabbos v'yamtiv k'mashu kosev b'simishin chavkim osev zayin v'chein tzarich mitzvah. But the matana tzarich Shabbos is mutter. So if I want to bring a bottle of wine and give it to my host on Shabbos, so that's mutter, because that's a tzarich Shabbos. Or if I'm giving it over the tzarich mitzvah. But Mechel Kamemker, like we just pointed out before, is not mutter even the Tzarech Mitzvah. So in that way, Matana is more kuladik than Mechel Kamemker.
Okay. Is the host obligated to open the wine?
No. I mean, even though theoretically the guest is giving it because it's considered Tzarech, it has a usage. Mm-hmm. Now it's the owner, now it's the host's decision what to do with it. Now, if I come and I say, I'm bringing you this wine that you should put away for Pesach, you would have a problem. So, giving over a mashkin is a problem because the gzera shem yichtav is definitely there. Unless you're giving it, so it's not a sale. Unless it's the person's like taking an item to use for Shabbos, and the only way that the giver of the item is willing to let the receiver take the item is by receiving a mashkin. So that's mutter if it's the Tzarech Shabbos. Because the fizeh mashkin nogu liten kelim b'matana l'chosin hadarish en anochin. So when the Shabbos before the chasna, the chasim would get up and speak, and they would give matanas to the person. So that's inappropriate. Miu mashem echayv and ksas liten loy domim efshar the shori kimin the biyodol achzer b'ayim le'irabah. But if the first people are making a commitment to give him a certain amount of money, so that's mutter. There's no real transaction taking place over there. Or in the Mishnah Dirsha they bring from Reb Nissen Karel, it's that he said could be the difference between Shabbos Shabrochas and Shabbos of the Oifrav. Shabbos Shabrochas, he's already a real bona fide halacha chosin, so you give him something, there's elements of Simchas chosin involved. Shabbos of the Oifruf, he's not really doesn't have a din of chosin yet. There's no din of simchas chosin yet. So he brings from a kibeger. Kibeger said that the minhag was they would give the chosin something in Shabbos Shabrochas. So he suggested maybe this mishnah is only machmer on the Shabbos of the Oifruf, not on the Shabbos of the Shabrochas. So later they have when you give the mitzvah boy. The matana is you have something to be counted from before Shabbos, and therefore you won't have this problem of giving a matana. But matana for food purposes is mutter. Mm-hmm. Well, just an interesting shaila. There's a strong argument in halacha that there's a din by matzah that you have to own it to be yitzah the mitzvah, has to be your matzah. So it's preferred that the Baal HaSeder is makna the matzah to all of the people at the Seder, that they should have their own, it should be their matzah when they eat it. So that'd be, it's a matana, the tzarech mitzvah, so that's mutter, you need it for the purpose of the mitzvah. If you make up with the people that they're going to pay you after Yom Tov is over, that'd be Mechel Kamemker, which not what the Tzarech Mitzvah. I mean, the other issues also, but just saying mitzvah, the, you know, I guess theoretically you could have that type of situation, you know, where the person had an in and that's all he did. Okay. Sif Zayin. Mutter limnoid b'Shabbos medida shel mitzvah. You're allowed to measure on Shabbos, even though measuring many times was part of a sale process. Zevra Chazal, when they asked Mecha Chomemka, they also asked medida, because a person might come to do mechira, or it looks like you're doing mechira, however you want to say it, both ways are said. So, but medida shel mitzvah, they didn't ask. You need to check if the mikvah is what he saw for the purpose of a tefillah. They had a skula that they would do, is they would take the person's belt of the chayla, they would measure it, and they would say some type of incantation over that. So since the purpose of that was to help somebody recover, so that's also called Medina Shal Mitzvah. Medina Shal Mitzvah, the Lamed Aleph, Rabba Gav, the Lord, Hutter Shuz, I feel a mock a mitzvah, Kamash, Exav, the Liel, the Siv, Kadden, Chav Ches. We weren't matter, we served the Rabbanon for the purposes of mitzvahs. Like I said before, that you're allowed to have conversations about the purpose of mitzvahs, etc. But to actually go do anything, we weren't matter, even he served the Rabbanon, you weren't matter. So Shani Medida, the Lehavi Isser Kolkach, El Mishum the Havi Keubzer Chol, Lachi Sharem Malkim Mitzvah. The root of the Isser is it's Keubzer Chol. So that type of aver, the Isser, they were matter the Tzarek Mitzvah. Any type of medida which you would need for there's for health issues, those type of things, all those are mutter. Then linda, you want to measure the nikah 40 saw. Within the mutter linda chor sheyesh bekaisel mafsik yesh be pesach tefach loving tuma miachedar shameis koy lecheder samachloi. There is a mace in one room. There is a room next to it, and there is a hole in the wall. If the hole is large enough, so the tuma will transfer from one room to the other. So you want to measure to see if the hole is large enough to bring that tumah. The shear is pesach tefach. So you want to measure. Now, what are you measuring for? Because if it's less than a pesach tefach, the kahanim can stay. If it's a pesach tefach, the kahanim can't stay. So tell the kahanim, you know what, leave. The point is it's tzarech mitzvah. No, because the kahanim, misafik, should leave. They don't have to stay. So the Mishabura, even though Avil Kishchalam Akadim Lot Seis Mimenu, Kamalkam Kiman Shemaydin Shirei Torah Lametsi Kubdin Lachol. The point over here, it doesn't look like Kubdin Lachol because what you're measuring is a halachic measurement. What in the Mutalim doing today? The Shar Shir Shishim of Atle is a Yisr. The Kiman Shul Islamin Al Dabar Hayro Loi Havi Kubdin Lachol. So similarly, you're trying to figure out. You know that the Mister fell into a pot. You want to know if it's Balta B'Shishim, so you have to measure how much is in the pot. So even though since you're doing it in the conversation of calculating halachic terms, it doesn't look like Uvdin Lachol and it's mutter.
So he really gave two reasons, didn't he? Because by the mikveh he said we really overriding Uvdin Lachol because it's only Uvdin Lachol. Now he's saying it doesn't look like Uvdin Lachol. Why doesn't he need both reasons?
Well, what he really seems to be saying now is that the reason why we're a matter medida shel mitzvah is because hagufa, that the holy issue is a uvdin lachol. When you're doing it for mitzvah, it's not an uvdin lachol.
But that's the second reason. The first reason was, even though we don't normally override things, this is all an uvdin lachol, so this will override.
Right.
It seems to really be an override.
Right. It sounds like the this argument is really a more basic argument.
Right.
It's lachol, not uvdin lachol anymore.
Right.
Right. I think that the difference is, I mean, the second reason he needs, because cases which are not so necessary, that's the point that he's saying. A case which is necessary, I could say, the Tzarech Mitzvah is allowing me to do it. A case which is not necessary, so why is it Mutter? There's no problem, but why should we also? That's what he's being Mekadosh now. The question is, so what are you the first for?
Right. Why? How
did he answer that? The Mishnah said the problem of Medina is it's Ubdul Chol. That we said the Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter because it's Tzarech Mitzvah, we override the Isser of Ubdul Chol for Tzarech Mitzvah. So I mean, it's Taka, it looks like Ubdul Chol, but it's Mutter anyway because the Mitzvah is Mechayev. Now he's saying when you do it for Mitzvah purposes, it doesn't look like Ubdul Chol. So it's Mechol not in a problem. That's what Zev is asking. So I'm saying that the reason why Mishabur is adding this new Kanech is before the case was there was something which you needed to measure. Over here, something which you don't have to measure. So why is it Mutter? The Teretz is because but there's no Aveira involved. So then the Shaz, what do you need the first to order? Right? Shal Mitzvah.
What do you really need to measure and what don't
you need? So I don't. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, the case where there's the hole between the two rooms. The Kohanim could leave; they don't have to stay. Right? We're saying, but I want to measure: is it a tefach and the other is two, and they must leave, or is it not a tefach and they can stay? So what Teretz, you don't know. So leave, let them leave. Misafik, let them leave. You don't have; they don't have to stay. Right? The Tzarech Mitzvah. Right. I need to know the mikvah is 40, so I don't say, oh, yeah, and the nishnis. I need to know whether I can use the mikvah. Over here, you don't have to calculate. You can just say to yourself, Mr. Rabbi Kayan, please leave. But even so, it's mutter because there's no. Yeah. Shalom mitzvah. The medida of the refuhi. Okay. Refuh is a goof mitzvah. Refuh is part of the mitzvah. There is shkikah samanu b'shach b'zeila b'refuah sheyesh b'mamish k'gad mashka oichonal. Chazal did ask the refuah. So why is this the case? Mutter, Teretz, they asked the refuah, which is shaykh to the process of shkikah samamonim, mashka and oichol. But doing this incantation over the belt, they didn't ask. Okay. So, I mean, the example which, you know, the person talked about measuring, a person has to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, they can measure the shiurim. Person can measure shiurim on the Pesach, you know, you need to measure it. All those go into the Seter. Okay. Okay. Ches. Here, basakav is mutter. The issur which is davar davar. So, but a person just doing hearer about what he needs, that's mutter. Chomalka mishum anik Shabbos mitzvah shul yasha ben klal. Heveinav kilo komalachto yasuya. So he says 2 points over here. The one is anik Shabbos is preferably part of the drone Shabbos. You shouldn't be worrying about something. And there's also drush of Chazal. The pasuk says, "V'sisa kol malachecha." So the mechilta says, "Is it possible to do all of your malacha?" It's Rashi quotes in a chumash. Ella, it means when it comes Shabbos, you should, in your mind, it should be as if everything is done. There's not, I forgot to do this. There's no thing. It's done. It's all done. It's every time you sit down and say, "You know, I should have taken care of that." That's wrong because kol malachecha suya. So the Mishabura Lamazan here Basaka Mutter, the Sibid Abra Dover, Dibra also here Mutter. So here is Mutter. So the Mishabura mentioned this before and he's mentioned it again. So if I see a guy doing work and I want to watch what he's doing to learn how to do it, so since it's not, I'm not doing it, I'm not saying anything, I'm just watching, that goes into here and that's Mutter. In the case over there, I just learned this recently. I have a chavrusa to be learning Rav Shlomo Zalman's Pesukim on refuah. So I'm a medical student, and I want to watch them doing a surgery on Shabbos to see how to do something. So that's mutter, because I'm not doing anything. It remains here. The mishnah shel yachshev mikom lokem mikol shkenim yesh lo yagad hear a tear to salei v'daga yizar bezet. I'm with Yosef. If it's going to cause you some type of negative emotion, frustration, pain, concern, etc., the person should not be thinking of these things on Shabbos. Hebeinov, Kedisim, Mechilta, Parshas Yisro, Sheshes Yamin, Ta'avoy, B'shis Kom Latecha, B'chiev, Shalodim, Lassus, Kom Lachto, B'sheshes Yamin. Everything you're going to do in 6 days, it's not Shayach, you always have more work to do. Ella, Shroiz, Kilo, Kom Latecha, so you have a Chiev to be Shabbos. As far as you're concerned, everything is done. There's nothing else. Nothing else to do. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Ches says Ayin Rebeis Yosef. In the case where the hearer is going to cause you tears of labor, the August, that's not just prefer. It's not just better. It's actually also to do that. A hearer which is going to cause a person the dogger and tears of labor is also to do on Shabbos. That's what Yosef says. And I just see the Moshe Disho, he quotes that piece and he says, what about the other way around? Let's say a person is being Mahar Basakov and it makes him happy. He's thinking, well, wow, I just made this major deal and I make so much money. I'm so happy. Right? So he says, that's not also. That's not Mr. Shalyakshav. The point of the mitzvah being Choshev is, I mean, if you're being Mahar how to do the deal, that's wrong. But if you're just saying, well, I'm so happy that I did the deal and I got so much benefit out of it, etc., so that's not a steer on Shabbos. Okay, tests. Also, learn Melani Yehuda l'shela chutzet chum b'Shabbos acher krevei hameis shevoyu laspidoi. She can't tell the goy to go chutzet chum to go get the relatives to bring them to say the hesped.
Shevoyu
laspidoi. They should come to be maspid. But if the person who is talking alma, which means that he's very close to the, he realizes that he's dying, and he wants his relatives to be there, so that's mutter because we're afraid that the relative's not coming, or the not attempting to get them is going to make the person agitated, and that the agitation itself will negatively impact his health and affect him and endanger his life. So that's mutter. This is a katan mem. Also lermer. The dafka lermer lo lasis acher Shabbos mutter mishum dehavi tzarchei mitzvah kosher kasev b'sif gimel. We can ask the goy to go to take care of something after Shabbos. We can discuss it with him that he should, that can't ask have the goy go. You can discuss with the goy to take care of it after Shabbos, the tzarch mitzvah. You can't arrange with him to do it on Shabbos. And the Isser of Amir Lakim has two elements to it. There's the Isser of asking the goy on Shabbos and having the goy do it for you on Shabbos, even if you ask him before Shabbos. What is permitted is to discuss with the goy they should do it after Shabbos. Now, normally it's not permitted, but they're saying over here, since it's a tzarach mitzvah of hesped, that's the discussion for after Shabbos normally is a mir lakum. But the tzarach hesped, that's mutter to have a discussion for after Shabbos. But the case of the chaylitz mutter, Yadi Shori, I feel at least any Yehudi rots, Shiorits come up for sales for Shabbos, even though you're asking him, the goy, to run multiple for sales, which would be Lavi Kriva, Mutse Shabbos, Gamkin Shori, Kreshal Yatarv Dai to a love. Even though you're telling the goy to go beyond the tchum, etc., but that's mutter.
This setter is based on pikuach nefesh,
right?
So then, how far do we take that? Mushum person to say sheyavol mosay Shabbos. Did we ever say they could come on Shabbos? Did we take that seriously?
It's a hard question, you know, how far we take Shlucha Torah Daitai. You see over here that this Chashash Shlucha Torah Daitai means that we can tell them that we're making arrangements. That's the best a person can expect. So I don't need to do more than that. Now, what will be in other words, the assumption that the Tirif Adas is not like a real bona fide sakana, so we were makel legabi these type of isurim and not legabi isurim deraisa. But you know, anekonami, if I would have a situation where I see the person's mental state as such that if this is not addressed, he's really going to, it's really going to negatively impact his health and really endanger his life. Pashas of Yimutzer. We'll see that, you know, common case which comes up is a woman has a coach for the birthing process. So the woman calls for the taxi on Shabbos to go to the hospital. She can ask the goy to continue on and pick up her coach, because having the coach there will make her be more relaxed. So that's going to, in some way, calm her. That's mutter. That's the only reason why we said you're allowed to light the nair. We had before lighting the nair for the chayva, because when he's in the dark, he feels agitated. So we're doing lach the rice of lighting the nair, because that, because our mashayer can really be masakin a person. So not all of them are the same. Okay, good. Lahachlif mashkel any yehudi b'shabbos mutri mehum albush v'yitzenu ha'eni yehudi derech malbushay. So the guy wants to exchange. He has a mashkin. He has a loan from the Jew. The Jews would be money lenders. And the guy has a mashkin, and he wants to exchange the mashkin that he has with for something else. So that's not osur, even though it's like, as it were, there's some element of business involved. He's giving this mashkin, taking that mashkin. They're matarit, but it's afka, something which he could wear. So then it's not nikur b'chlau when he's leaving, that there's some type of transaction taking place over here. But it'd be something which he would have to carry out, that would look like he's carrying out because he did some type of transaction with the Jew, and that's problematic. Mutter, membeis, afukim epesim neshavim nezeh havikim mechse kimas v'matin. That's an exchange of the mashkin is problematic. We say, no, that's not true. But he has to take out derech malbushay. So all of Achi Yosef, but otherwise it's also the kibun shahum we mushkin li Yisrael. Havi kilo shay Yisrael, but also mishum arasayin, the mechzi shay Yisrael, tibor lo hoitzi. It looks like the Jew is telling him to take it out. Now, if it's the goy's item, he's going to take his items, what's the problem? It's not my, because it looks like it's the Jew's, because the Jew had rishus over it. And we said, I'm going to come on to Mishin Chafei, Shepkim of Agor, the Torah, and Yehudi, Yikach, Mashka, Batsu, Yinech, Acher, Bemekarmer, Bela, Yigabu, Yisrael. But the goy, in this exchange, the Jew should not be involved. So he's not really involved in any business element of the whole process.
The Jew
was not involved in any part of the process, yes. Yes. Sif Yudal was a fascinating sif. Mutter Litus Bayis Beretz Yisrael Minan Yehudi B'Shabbos. So this is a Gemara in Gittin in the first parak. So that Chazal were matir to transact, to purchase a bayis in Eretz Yisrael. Any time you're retrieving a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael from the goy, is considered not just a stama mitzvah, because normally mitzvah we weren't matir these things, but a significant mitzvah to the Chazal were matir for that purpose. This are of business. V'chaisim u'mal barkos shalahem b'ksav shalahem. They don't also rakmen abonim m'shamis eretzisol agosu. Okay, and you're allowed to then draw up the documentation to prove it, even though there's writing taking place on Shabbos. So normally that's not going to be mutter. So there's two ways to understand this. Then either this Tosfos says in Gittin and Daf Ches and Mabez, this is a special, unique kula that Chazal made because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that we can ask a goy to draw up a document, even though you ask him to go to Duksiva. So normally Shus is a drabbanon. The term it says aser Shus to Shus is mutter. So Amir la'akum on a drabbanon is mutter. But Amir Lakam on a derais is not mutter, even the Torah mitzvah. So yes, it's a mitzvah to get this piece of land or this bayis. But you're asking the goy to write up the documentation. You're asking the goy to do malach of the rice of ksiva. Then Tosis brings a second sheet up, which says that only case of ksiva, which is derais, is ksav ashuris. The ksav, using the alphabet of the goyim, is not ksiva derais. So Meila, it's a shus to shus, a baka mitzvah. That's what. So the Rama over here quotes that sheet, and that there's a law in Bir Halacha to point out that that's, we don't, nobody, there's one Rishon that says like that, and nobody else accepts it. So that's not normative halacha. Normative halacha is that we assume that even a ksav in any language is considered malacha derais. Okay. Memhe, liktus bais, ketzerois, marlo kisim shaldinorim. You can't give him money. You can show him where the money is. So the guy can take the money, the guy can then draw up the documentation, bring it to the non-Jewish courts and file it, but the Jew cannot give him the money. So the Gemara discusses the status of Aram Tzorba and Aram Narayim, that that David Melech was Kaibish, it's called Syria, David Melech was Kaibish that area, and extended the Eretz Yisrael into that area. So the guy with this halacha, retrieving part of that area, buying it back from a goy, is also called Tzorach Mitzvah. Then he says, I'm going to roam Masha Kasa Bezet. So Magen Rama says, there's a Gemara, there's a din in Yeridea that you cannot sell a bias in Eretz Yisrael to a goy. So if there's a mitzvah to get it back, obviously you can't sell it to a goy. So that's the din over there. And that goes into the Yisra of Lo Sechonim, which is one pshat Lo Sechonim is Lo Sitalem Chania Be'oritz Be'karka. Don't give them a place to dwell. Don't give them a chaniya, a place to settle, by in the Eretz Yisrael. What about selling them a bias in Syria? So in Syria, you're allowed to sell them a bias. So the Rambam says, I understand. If you tell me it's a mitzvah over here to buy back from the goy in Syria, and that's why you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, how in the world can you tell me you're allowed to sell him a bias in Syria? That's the Rambam's. So he says that even though Chazal did not ask for selling it because you have a tzarech of the money, etc., but there is a mitzvah involved in purchasing it back. So you can have this contradiction and it's acceptable. Okay, now the Ramah said it's only also ksav shalahem mirabanan. Okay, it's not ksav zohi mirabanan. It's a rabbanan of the ksav ayirein yehudi, which is the rabbanan. And shemach yitir mishum yishuv eretz yisrael. They're for the matzah because the mitzvah of yishuv eretz yisrael. Okay. It's a das yichida. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. Everybody argues really the gav ksav shalhem who is the raisa. Any writing in any language, you're writing any type of ksav is all a chiyuv the raisa. So now you have to understand. So why we here's the mutter. I mean, they're being mad to the goy to do an Issa Raisa because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Other apostle come on, Simon Shinzai, say, hey, the Malacha, the Raisa, also Yere and Yehudi, I feel the Tzarech Mitzvah. There's no Heth of a Mir Lakam and the Raisa for Tzarech Mitzvah. Zadifa, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is more cool, it's better. If he's also learning the Yehudi, Bishab is little Mitzvah, I feel the Tzarech Mitzvah, Yim Loshuch. So now, based on the first heter of the Arzurua, asking Goy to write a letter in their language would be to the Rabbanan. So if you have a tzarech mitzvah mutter, it's not dafka yishuv eretz Yisrael. But according to this, it's a unique halacha dafka yishuv eretz Yisrael because everything else is you're dealing with malachas deraisas. There's no heter by other things. Maybe tzarech gadol is mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah said before, what I said in Rishayin Vav is that he passed in the Achra that no, even tzarech gadol, you're not Amir la'akam and the rice of the tzarech gadol is not mutter. Okay.